Hey everybody, Alex here. Thanks so much for listening to Jumpmaster. I just wanted to say real quick before the show starts, we had a lot of technical difficulties, and that's why this show is late this week. It actually required a lot more editing than usual because we had like application crashes and stuff. So very fun to edit around, but I think we actually salvaged most of the conversation and it all sounds really good still. So sorry for the delay on that, but you should have a very listenable episode now. And I'm sorry for getting to a day late, but you know, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. But we have fixed the issues so that they don't happen again. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Have fun.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Jumpmaster, the number one Apex Legends podcast brought to you by OKBeast.com. I'm your Jumpmaster, Blessing Adeoye. Joining me this week, of course, are my squad mates. We got Alex Van Aken. What's up, Alex?
Hey, nothing much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And also, we got John Bernardo. What's up, John?
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
Decent.
Good.
I'm giving a strong decent. Alex is a strong good, it seems. John,
I'm not a strong good. I'm here.
Okay, you're a soft good.
I'm soft good. Yeah.
John, where are you at?
I'm decent. We can go with decent.
Dang, half. Okay, decent.
I'm hip, guys. I'm hip.
Very hip.
Hip. Apparently. Awesome. Well, for those listening, of course, Jumpmaster is a weekly Apex Legends podcast. Each episode, join us as we discuss the latest news, tips, tricks, and experiences as we jump into the Apex games. This is episode 7. A few things for housekeeping. Of course, review us on iTunes. I want to give a shout out to a couple of reviews. We got like a lot of reviews on the iTunes page.
We do.
And so, yeah, I want to start giving these shout outs because you guys are awesome. And because you guys are able to do that for us, I should at least be able to shout out you guys. So we got one review from Sebs97. They gave us 5 stars. And they said, I love Apex and listening to you guys talk about it. So much fun.
Let
me read that again. Did I read that right? I love Apex and listening to you guys talk about it. Is so much fun.
You're right.
Yeah, they kind of moved to
They had a busy day. But they were like, I want to go out there and support Jumpmaster. I'm going to leave this review, you know.
Yeah. We also got another review from Josh L. Suggs. Josh gave us 5 stars, and he said, my go-to podcast for Apex Legends. He also says, but it's pronounced carbine. Very common word in the realm of firearms. Laughing emoji. Cheers. This has been a thing in our reviews.
It's an uphill battle.
There's contention about the pronunciation of the word carbine or carbine or however you may want to say it. Apparently the weapon is pronounced carbine, but when gamers kind of took over, the pronunciation kind of switched over to carbine.
Listen, I did some research on this.
Yeah.
In the US, it is typically the long thought correct pronunciation is carbine. However, in the UK, the correct pronunciation is carbine. I'm sorry.
Carbine. Oi, governor.
So it's like tomato, tomato, you know?
Yeah.
Carbine.
I mean, after I have too much milk, I have a carbine, so, you know.
Also, John is Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Canada.
I think my family, my ancestors are from like Ireland. So
yeah, carbine. And my family is Nigerian. And so none of us subscribe to the American way of saying carbine.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there we go.
Yep. So yeah,
just big
carbine. All right, guys, I'm gonna pick up this carbine real quick.
Yeah, having lots of fun playing as Pathfounder, playing with the carbine.
my two favorite things: cars and beans. My three favorite things. Sorry, cars, beans, and carbines. So there you go.
But thank you for those reviews, everybody. Seriously,
thank you so much. Remember, check out the OKBeast podcast every Monday on OKBeast.com or on your streaming service of choice. And A+ Anime every other Wednesday, along with videos, articles, and more on OKBeast.com. Check out YouTube.com/OKBeast for YouTube videos. We do video essays, video analysis, reviews, all that good stuff. And also check out Patreon.com/OKBeast to kind of see what we're about and kind of just check out who we are and possibly support us monetarily if you want to. Patreon.com/OKBeast.
We are also going to be at PAX, and we're going to have a lot of coverage for that, PAX East. So
yeah,
a lot of indie game stuff up on the feed this week on OKB's podcast or on OKB's.com. So
yes,
just want to throw that out there.
Awesome. And if you're at PAX, hit us up on Twitter. If you want to hang out, meet us. If we're going to any parties, we'll let you know. But yeah, let us know. Of course, I'm on Twitter at Blessing Jr. John is on Twitter at John S. Bernardo. And Alex is on Twitter at It's Finn Aiken. And OKBeast is on Twitter at OKBeast Now. So this week, we're just going to skip week 7 impressions because great news. A thing happened that I predicted happened.
You were one day off.
I was one day off. I
mean, that's better than 2 weeks off.
It's a strong word.
Yeah.
Respawn went ahead and blessed us with the Apex Legends Battle Pass. We got Octane with it. We got a bunch of perks and benefits with it. It's $10 about.
Yeah.
Seems like. Is that all right?
950 points, yeah. Or coins.
So we're just going to jump straight into Champion Chat and talk about the Battle Pass. So, what's in the Battle Pass? How do we like it? And how are you liking Octane? Does anybody here want to kind of describe what's in the Battle Pass? Because I'm sure you guys probably know better than I do, because I haven't had time to play this week that much.
Sure. Yeah. I've been through and looked at all the rewards. It's a lot of skins for weapons. Some not so great, in my opinion. Others really cool.
Okay.
It's a lot of like, as far as character skins that you unlock, it's a lot of like just different color schemes. I was sort of hoping for like new like art models and like that sort of thing, but it's a lot of that. It's XP boosts, it's battle pass boosts, and then it's Apex coins. So I think if you get to level 100 in the battle pass or tier 100, by the time you get there, you've gotten 1,000 Apex coins, which is enough to unlock the next battle pass, or it's enough to unlock, you can unlock like some skins of that too. I was going to say it's enough to unlock a legendary skin, but I don't believe it is.
How fast? 1800. So like how fast is upgrading a level? Because they like the two different progressions track differently, right? Like you have like your core level, right? Like it's not called core. I'm calling it core level, but like I'm level 69 right now because I've been playing forever, right? And then with the battle pass added on, there's the battle pass separate level that's tracking. How fast does that seem to go up? Like can you get to 100 pretty fast, or is it going to take a long time?
I mean, I think it's going to take a decent amount of time. Like, I think the time that it takes you to get from like level 1 to 40 or 45, probably, is probably the amount of time it's going to take you to get from 1 to 100 in the battle pass. I haven't necessarily like tested that extensively, but based on like the way that I'm unlocking things, it seems to be like it's going to be a commitment. Like this thing goes until June. And so I think if you're playing the game, you know, pretty consistently until June, you're going to unlock it. But I don't think it's going to be, there's going to be like the insane people who unlock it by April 1st or before then. They've probably already done it.
One thing I realized is that I actually ran into a bug last night where you're supposed to get a bonus when you're playing with a friend, just like you do normally.
Yeah.
But when I was doing it with Battle Pass, I wasn't getting that bonus. So
interesting.
Yeah. So that's something to look out for. But I guess it also, like for me, it also, obviously I'm not the best player, but it was going really slow for me, the progression. Last night I only went up one level.
And I think it's based on survival time. So the longer you survive in a match.
Oh, okay.
The more, or at least that's how the multipliers work.
Okay.
There's like battle pass multipliers, and those are based on your survival time. So I imagine the base experiences too, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not based on kills. I'm sure that probably plays a little bit of a factor, but yeah, it's definitely survival time. So if you're like hot dropping, or if you like, you know, sometimes like games can just come and go super quick. You're not going to level up as quickly, apparently, which is interesting. Yeah.
So information, I'm pulling this from Games Radar, just so we can be accurate, right? The Apex Legends Battle Pass costs 950 Apex coins for its base version, and then 2,800 Apex coins for the version that starts you out with the first 25 levels unlocked. And so it's basically like about $10 for the regular battle pass, and like $28 for the advanced version, essentially. And so if you're interested in the advanced version, go for it, maybe. I don't know.
I got the base version.
No
judgment if you get the advanced version. I just know I'm gonna grind it out anyways. Like, it's not really worth it to me.
Yeah, that's my thing too. Is like, I don't know if I'm going to get to 100, but I don't necessarily see the benefit of buying progression. I know a lot of people do like enjoy that kind of thing and being like, oh yeah, I got the leg up, or I know I'm not going to be able to go. Or I like having those perks immediately because I'm in this more so for the perks rather than like the feeling and act of leveling up and progressing further.
I get that.
Yeah, and so if that's you, go for it. But yeah, I also got the base one just because I'm like, I don't necessarily need those 25 levels up front. And I expect I should be able to hit that 100 so I could like buy the battle pass to get into rotation. So yeah. Chan, what about you? Have you bought the battle pass yet?
Oh yeah, it was immediately. I came home, full disclosure, I've been playing a lot of more Division than Apex lately. But yesterday Tuesday, that completely stopped. I went straight Apex all the way.
Yeah.
First thing I did was get the battle pass. It does come with some skins right off the bat, which are kind of meh. They look like they're just kind of like camouflage colors, yeah. Army green. But it is exciting to see all the upgrades you can get. I'm looking forward to grinding it out because, as you know, in a game like this, it's just you do your match and it's done. So to have something to grind towards, you feel like you have a little bit more working towards. So the only thing I wish is just, I wish it was a little bit, the experience went by a little bit faster, but I get why it doesn't. And like I said, maybe that's a survival time. Maybe that's on me. Something I got to look into, right? But yeah. This is the first battle pass I've ever bought in for any game, and I'm pretty excited about it.
How did you feel? Like, have you gotten a chance to like look at the skins and stuff available?
I took a peek at a few, and I saw some that I actually liked. I can't pinpoint them right now because it was one or two in the morning when I did. But I did see a few that I liked for the characters that I use. They were pretty high up there, so I'm gonna have to put in the work to get there. But yeah. I do see some content I like, and I like that it's not all skins. I like that you'll get you'll get the Apex pack. You'll get obviously the coins to pay for the next one. I don't really care about the sound bites, so for me it's all more like the visual stuff, banners and all that kind of stuff. But I saw lots of stuff. Like one of the banners I unlocked, I already really liked. I already changed it, so I am happy with the look of things so far. I got to dig into more because I see that there's more, but I kind of like the surprise as well. So I don't want to dig too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I'm a little disappointed with some things. Like I was hoping, and granted, like this is just the first step. And they said they are very upfront about like, hey, give us your feedback. Like we're going to make improvements in the next battle pass. I was a little disappointed. Like I was hoping for more like legendary skins or more like at least epic skins that like had animation to them. There's a lot of like static skins that I was like, like there's a lot.
It's almost like just one like clothing changes.
Yeah. Right. There's one called Autumn that is just like orange leaves on the gun. And it's like, there's several guns that have that. I'm like, I mean, it's great for the people who love orange leaves, you know, but like, I was hoping for make the leaves like fall. I don't know.
Like I'm like, a green leaf kind of guy.
Yeah. So I was disappointed in some of that.
I feel you there too. Like, I feel like skins and costumes are kind of one of the weaker aspects of the game. Like, I wish they, and it's difficult, right? Because like the world of the game is interesting in the fact that the world is somewhat grounded, kind of like a Call of Duty, but it's also kind of cartoonish and fantastical, not like a Fortnite or an Overwatch, but like almost like a midpoint between like the seriousness of a Call of Duty, or I guess Titanfall is like the easiest comparison, right? Yeah. And so like it seems like they don't want to go totally over the top and make like a skin that's like at least for like, or make like a costume for a character, right, that's like all the way out of this world outrageous, because they don't I think they want to keep that grounding, or a skin for a gun that's like, I don't know, like very like all the way off the chain, because maybe they want to save room for the future, or because they don't know if they have the ability to do that within the lore that the game takes place in. But I think them being in that middle ground kind of holds them back a little bit, because like, yeah, all the skin, like I use Lifeline all the time. And one of the skins you unlock in the first level of the battle pass is a Lifeline skin. I looked at that skin and I was like, I'm not even going to equip this. Cause like, I don't know, like something about it just didn't necessarily entice me that much compared to like when I see new skins in a game like Overwatch, right? Where I'm just
Overwatch is dope.
Yeah, like Overwatch is like very much like the masterclass in making skins and costumes for the characters, right? Fortnite is also very great at it. And like gun weapon skins are always a thing that like I don't think I've ever really seen a weapon skin that's appealed to me that much.
Have you seen the new Havoc rifle skin for level 100?
I've not, no.
Okay, Google that if you can real quick. Gotcha. That thing is fire. Like, I am mad that they used it for the Havoc and not another gun. Because like, you unlock that at level 100 and it like levels up. Or it's a reactionary skin. And so it changes and reacts as you kill more people in the game.
Oh. It's a shame.
And reactionary skins sucks. Were like introduced in Fortnite. There's a couple reactionary skins in this game now with the Battle Pass, which is great. And I think it's more an issue of bandwidth. Like because that is a lot of time and effort to make these skins. Like Fortnite has just like animators on deck. Like that's their job. You're just cranking out skins and making new skins. And so I hope they can get it, especially with their recent success. I hope they can get to that level, because that level 100 Havoc skin, as much as like the rest of the battle pass was like some of it's cool. Some of it's really cool. Other parts it was hit and miss. But when I saw that level 100 Havoc rifle skin, I was like, dang, okay, this is where
it's the one from the trailer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's two versions of it. There's like the silver. Oh gosh. It's like this. People are like screaming at me right now. It's silver.
How do you not know?
I'm trying to Google it as I talk, but I'll remember it in a second. But they kind of like one looks like a, almost like a lion, I think. And then the other is they're wild and they have like lots of bells and whistles and like, they're like have like glowing energy rifle rounds like coming. It looks awesome. Yeah, I'll try to find a link as we talk.
So
I'll give it to you.
Apex Legends Battle Pass doesn't necessarily have like weekly challenges like Fortnite does. I don't know if you guys feel a certain way about that, because I'm mixed. Because like, when I was playing Fortnite, I wasn't necessarily that into the challenge system, because I felt like the people I was playing with were more concerned with chasing those challenges rather than like trying to win the game. And so I felt like they're kind of distracted and it kind of took me out of the experience. But at the same time, I feel like playing Apex now with the battle pass in there, like I still don't feel like I have that extra thing to chase outside of like the extra leveling system and the battle pass leveling up and stuff like that. Like that's a great thing to chase, but I don't know, I feel like the extra incentive for the challenges in Fortnite were still a great way to keep people involved and continually returning on like a weekly or a daily basis, as opposed to like whenever they wanted to.
I feel the same concern, because I was the one that said I wanted challenges, but I can see how that would happen where people are like I can see myself doing that. Hey, there's a guy over here. Well, I gotta go over here.
It's like, I gotta go find a gold loot tick for this challenge or whatever it is.
Exactly. And that will definitely change the way you play. And I feel like in Fortnite, in the limited time I played, there is a little bit more freedom to do that, where I feel in here, in Apex, there's a lot more urgency to, you know, make sure you're ready, because this can come at any moment. So I feel like maybe it might not work in Apex so much, but I do want something to drive a little bit more than just levels. And I think with how Respawn has kind of done a lot of innovative things like the ping system, I think that if they're going to implement some sort of challenge system or something along those lines, that it's going to be something either unique or something that's really going to change the way we do these challenges.
And I even if it least. Is, even if it is like, cause like Fortnite challenges would be like, hey, like find this llama or find these hidden gems over here. Or like, they were very much like, hey, like you're going to explore the map. You're going to look for things. Right. And you're going to do certain things in order to complete this challenge. Even if a weekly challenge is something like, hey, play 10 games as Gibraltar. And that's like an easy one. Right. But like, something where it's like, okay, I'm not necessarily like deviating from my goal of winning this match and like leaving my teammates behind. But even if it is something like win 5 matches as Lifeline or like heal this much damage as Lifeline over the course of 3 days, right? Like things like that where they are more involved activities that like aren't going to distract you. Even things like that, like I think add a lot, and give me reason to like come back day after day or week after week, in order to complete them. And even if it isn't like I get a skin for doing it, even if it is like extra XP toward the battle pass leveling, I think that'd be super cool.
Yeah.
And it's something that I would like to see
for sure.
At least.
Yeah. Big things for me, more reactionary skins, more, I've said it like 3 times in this episode already. Model changes when you get a new skin.
Oh wow.
Like, and maybe those are like exclusive to the store or Maybe those are maybe they're few and far between in the actual battle pass, but more than one, I think there's one
model change, like the way the Havoc rifle does, or
yeah, like the way it looks, like it's not just like the R301 with a red color. Yeah, gotcha. It's like, oh, the Havoc rifle has like,
yeah,
it's souped up, you know.
See, and that's something that would probably get me into a weapons. And I said earlier,
some of the legendaries in the game are already like that. Like there's that awesome Hemlock skin that like looks like an angel statue. It's it's like a guardian angel statue. Like there's some awesome skins already in the game. I just want to see more of that.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, what did you do? Do not type in Hemlock skin. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh, that was like a horror movie.
That's awesome.
How can you say that and not? I have to type it in now.
No, yeah, now I'm like, it's like faces melting off of people. What the hell? Oh my gosh. Oh, I got chills. I was trying to look up the angel. Oh gosh. All right. That's awesome.
Oh,
just type in Hemlock angel skin.
Wow, the child. Oh my god.
I saw a face being melted off of a child. No, I can't.
Oh no.
Pull up the game and look at the skins in the game, not on Google. The Hemlock has a dope skin. Like a lot of the guns have like cool skins already. I was hoping for more of that. And like I'm not hating on the cool colors. Like the Mastiff skin is cool, like whatever, but I want to see that extra effort, and I'm willing to, like, I don't know, like I know it's a thing of resources, but also your game has like 50 million players now. Like,
yeah. So like, for the future, like the next season pass will hopefully, or battle pass, or next season will hopefully like come with all those improvements, or maybe we'll even start to see them trickle out as
the season progresses or something. Yeah,
because like they've not necessarily, at least as far as I've seen, maybe they have they talked about like seasonal updates happening like during the season, like us seeing something at the beginning of April or at the beginning of May or something like that.
I mean, like, I think like they kind of, I don't know if they've officially said something like that, but I mean, they implemented the Havoc rifle just on a random Monday.
That's true. Yeah. That's
like
a good point.
I think we're going to see more of that still.
Like everything is not lost. Like maybe we do start to see that stuff. And if we do, that'd be super awesome.
And honestly, I'm still grinding for the base skins. Like,
yeah,
there's so many awesome base skins that I'm still wanting. So like the battle pass is just like extra incentive to play the game, you know?
So let's talk about Octane a bit. I have EA's page on here with Octane's profile, and I'm going to do a quick read through of it. They have a quote from Octane at the top of it that says, "Whoa, what a rush," which is great. But essentially, he's classified as the adrenaline junkie. One day, Octavio Silva was bored. In fact, he was bored most days. Heir to the preoccupied CEOs of Silva Pharmaceuticals, and wanting for nothing in life, he entertained himself by performing death-defying stunts and posting holovids of them for his fans to gawk over. I love that holovids is like the version of like YouTube. So this day, he decided to set the course record for a nearby gauntlet by launching himself across the finish line using a grenade, which is awesome. We'll actually talk more about that a little bit later. His real name, of course, is Octavio Silva, 24 years old. So we're the same age. Hey, what's up? Let's go. I'm Octane.
I'm old.
His homeworld is Sam Math.
That's a word right there.
Yeah, no, that's a spelling. It's Psamathe. See if you can pronounce that.
Samath.
His tactical ability is the stim.
Yeah.
So interesting. This page doesn't have the. It does have the descriptions. So the stim allows you to move 30% faster.
Yeah, that's your
for
L1.
6 seconds. And it costs health to use. And so, yeah, it's your active ability, which actually they named it here the tactical ability. I don't know if that's the actual, like, I feel like it's called active ability in the game, which is interesting.
No, it's tactical.
Tactical? Okay. Yeah. Well, your tactical ability is Stimpak, which is interesting. I've used it a couple times, and I've not gotten used to using it. I don't know if you guys have used it at all playing as Octane.
I love Octane. I've only played probably 7 or 8 matches as Octane. But I love the stim. I had a sick kill. I need to upload some more clips. Like I have an Octane. I ran into a slide. We were playing at Bridges, and there was like a team fighting us, and I hit the stim pack. Or I hit the stim and then started sliding down the hill, and it was like a slip and slide. Like it was I was cruising down the hill, and like as I was going, I was like wingmanning people to death. It was awesome.
Interesting. So. That's like one of the most like entertaining things I've seen within the last week of playing Apex is like looking down at a team and seeing a firefight and then seeing an Octane just run across the field like super fast.
The animation is hilarious. Crazy.
The animation is ridiculous, and it made me go like, oh man, I don't know how I feel about this, because this seems like too, like this is starting to add like a comedy to the game that I wasn't expecting.
I love it.
And yeah, I want to see like, I want to see how hard it is to actually kill an Octane when he's in that animation, because he seems like he's just like zipping around.
Yeah, it can be difficult. Really
interesting. Yeah. I've used it to like get out of sticky situations, kind of like Bangalore's passive ability.
Yeah. Because they're the same speed now. Bangalore is 30%, and so is Octane.
And I've seen like teammates use it to like pick up my badge when I'm down. And our other teammates' badge. And, like, it's pretty useful. Like, there are a lot of really good use cases for it. Especially compared to like Bangalore, since Bangalore, in order to use your speed boost, you have to be getting shot at.
Yeah.
But with Octane, now since you have that the advantage being able to use it whenever you want, the use cases kind of open up a bit, and you kind of realize like, oh snap, having like fast speed is good for a lot of things, like getting back to the circle in time and doing like different things, as long as you have enough health. Which is great because his passive ability is the Swift Mend, which is essentially regenerating health over time. And it's slow,
but it's very slow.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed, is that it's slow, but like I think it does work. Yeah. Like, because after a while, like, because I got into a firefight as Octane, had low health, and then but like we beat the other crew, and I didn't have any syringes, but like within the span of like a couple minutes my health was already back at 100.
Yeah.
And so like I was like, oh snap, so I just saved syringes by not like using them essentially.
Yeah.
Which is super useful
for sure.
Yeah. Anna's ultimate ability is the launch pad, which essentially like he deploys a jump pad that catapults teammates through the air, which is pretty cool and pretty fun to use.
Yeah,
I would say
that it is very fun to use. I think it's great for getting position advantage. Like it's a little, I'm still getting used to it. Like I've placed my launch pad like too closely to I placed my launch pad too closely to like rocks, and like I just like catapulted into a rock and fell back down, so I'm still like getting used to the spacing of it, but I've used it to get height advantage on people. We were playing above Cascades, we were up at that artillery base or whatever that I forget what the exact part of it is, but it's the big base that sticks out over Cascades.
Yeah.
And people were down at the houses in like primary Cascades area. And we were up top, and we decided, I threw down a launch pad, and we like launch padded from on top of the artillery base all the way over on top of their building, and like got the height advantage and like killed them. So it's really cool for those kind of moments.
Yeah. Octane seems like an interesting character. His mobility probably seems like the biggest thing for him.
Yeah.
And to have a character like that in the game, I think is going to switch things up a lot. Mm-hmm. Because like even already, like, and I know like everybody's using Octane since he just came out, but even already I've been noticing like, oh man, okay, I feel like there's a lot more like movement. Like the games seem more active almost with Octane, because like usually like when I get into firefights, I can kind of expect what's going down, right? Like if somebody has a Gibraltar, like I can expect shields and like those things. Regular things kind of appear, right? That I kind of expect. Both Octane in the mix, I don't know, things have been shaken up in a cool way, and I'm sure like after a while we'll probably get used to them, but like right now it seems interesting to have that shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
And to have him bring like a higher speed,
like I definitely have noticed that like the last couple games have been a lot more fast paced and around. I mean, it kind of backfired on me because my teammate dropped a launch pad and I fell down on the ground. Still alive, but you gotta watch out where your launch pads are.
Yeah.
What's a good use case for the launch pad, do you guys feel like? Getting back into the circle, maybe, or then like getting away from combat?
Yeah, I used it at bridges. And so we were up at the almost that kind of open air warehouse thing on top of bridges, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the only building at the top of the hill. The giant building that you can zip line up to. We were coming down from the wasteland area to the north, and there was a team kind of camped out on the top deck of that building. And we went, like, instead of like pushing the stairway, because they were like watching the stairway. I put my launch pad down on like the bottom deck and I launch padded up through the rafters and behind them, and they couldn't see me, but we essentially launched from the bottom to the top, got the kills. And so it's great for like getting the jump on people like that. And that was like a totally like lucky, like I could have like hit the roof or something, but I like went straight through the rafters like perfectly. And like, it felt like a great moment. So I think like figuring out ways, I think it's going to be like a long time till we, or it's going to take a substantial amount of time to like figure out like the really cool shortcuts, you know, for like specific parts of the map.
Overall, do we feel like we're liking Octane? Do we feel like he's a character that we can foresee using, like, and even mating in the future? Or, like, where you guys, what's your guys' temperature with Octane? John, I'll start with you.
He looks like he's a blast to play, and I really, but I'm happy. Like, I like him. I like him more than the other two.
And yeah, I didn't mention earlier, but like, you can unlock Octane the same exact way you unlock Mirage and Caustic. And so it's, I think, 12,000?
I think it's 1,200. 1,200.
It's either 12 or it's 15.
1,200?
Yeah. No, it's 12,000 or 15,000. I can't remember if they upped it. I think it's still 12,000.
Yeah, I think it's 12,000 because he's the same price.
Yeah. Okay, then it's 12. Yeah.
So 12,000, and then you don't need the battle pass to correct, use him, which correct. Is really cool.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and that's something I assume that we can expect going forward is that, like, you don't necessarily need the battle pass to unlock new legends, which is, like, really cool for the reason of, like, it keeps
the community when
it
together.
It keeps that free-to-play structure. It keeps things fair on that level. It's not, it doesn't introduce like a pay to win element to the game at all. Like,
yeah,
gameplay wise, like, everything stays the same. The battle pass is purely for leveling up and cosmetics. And it's not even that, like, leveling up doesn't even make you stronger or anything like that. It's purely to unlock those cosmetics. And so yeah, shout out to them for doing that, because I didn't think they'd do that. I thought that it'd be locked behind some sort of battle pass, and it's really cool to see them actually like make that available
for sure.
Sweet, Alex, I didn't how do you feel about whether you're gonna like main or like keep using Octane?
The plan is to keep using Octane. I've had a blast. It's kind of like renewed my not that I had like a disinterest in the game, but like you get into your routine, right? And like Octane has disrupted that again, and so I'm stoked to just play as Octane for now.
Awesome. How do we feel about, and this is real early to tell, and so, like, I mean, I don't expect you guys to have any sort of definitive answer, but as far as, like, balancing, how do you guys feel about where he's at? Because, like, for me, I didn't really feel like he, I don't necessarily feel like he's OP whatsoever. I didn't feel, like, any sort of,
no,
like...
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it didn't feel unbalanced playing as him at all. Like, he seems like he fits right at home.
He caters to a very an aggressive play style.
Yeah.
And so, I still think he's... I think he fits well into the, you know, the echelon of legends that are present in the game at this point. And yeah, I do think Octane is pretty balanced right now.
Yeah. And the heal, like, I think the thing about the regaining health is that, like, you don't necessarily, like, feel like you're regaining health. Like, it's so slow that it's almost like, am I regaining health at all? But, like, by the time, like, a minute passes, then it's like, okay, well, I have most of my health back now, but it just took...
It's more so good in early game, right? When you don't have, like, the resources. Like,
yeah,
in game,
thing, yeah.
You're not going to be sitting there, oh, I'm going to wait for my health to recharge in 5 minutes. No, you're going to, like, pop a med kit.
Yeah, for sure. Know? Especially if you're losing health.
Like, yeah, towards the end game... That regen becomes almost useless at the rate it's going.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really long end game where guys just can't find each other. Yeah. Like, I had an end game a couple days ago that ended in I want to say Nuketown, Skulltown.
Yeah.
And it was one of those situations where it was like there's like tall buildings and like one person was like up on top of the bones and then like the other person was like on the bottom and they're like trying to find each other, and so that lasted forever.
Yeah.
So like but that's a very extreme case. Where then that healing regen could maybe come into play if that person doesn't have like syringes or something. Like in a regular end game, you're gonna have syringes. You're gonna be able to, or at least like you're not the slow health regen isn't gonna be the end all be all for you. But yeah, I agree that he seems like he could be great for aggressive players that like want to like get into the action quick that could use that speed in order to get advantage on other players. And yeah, Octane seems really cool.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. He also looks like he's from Borderlands, like directly from Borderlands.
Yeah.
And which was one of the big reasons why I didn't believe he was real when he started leaking. I was kind of like, we'll see, because he looks just like a Borderlands psycho. And kind of behaves exactly like a Borderlands psycho. Let's get into news and articles. We have one article to talk about, and it's relating to Octane. So it seems like Octane's design is a direct reference to a mission in Titanfall, one of the beginning missions in Titanfall 2. And he's even more directly inspired by a Titanfall 2 speedrun known as, I guess, frag boosting is what it's called. So I'm going to read an article. Article comes from Polygon. It's written by Ben Kuchera. Shout out to them. It says, Respawn Entertainment introduced a new character named Octane to Apex Legends this week, and sharp-eyed fans noticed that the inspiration for the character's backstory came from the Titanfall 2 speedrunning community. A player who goes by Cash Mayo, which is a great username, currently holds the world record for running the gauntlet in Titanfall 2 in exactly 12 seconds, a feat they were able to accomplish by gaining speed using well-placed frag grenades. Now, have either of you guys played the Titanfall 2 campaign? I don't think Alex has, actually.
Come on, dude.
I haven't. I bought it. I'm going to.
Please play Titanfall 2.
I'm going to. I got so many games to play.
So, John, you know exactly what the gauntlet is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, man, I know it well.
Essentially, at the beginning of the game, it's kind of like, it's almost like a tutorial thing so you can get used to the controls.
It's doing the Call of Duty Modern Warfare thing.
I mean, I don't know that reference. Is Modern Warfare, is that like a new game? Is that like Halo? What is that?
Remastered.
Just saying, if you like Titanfall 2, you'd like Modern Warfare.
Halo Remastered Modern Warfare. I like it. But essentially what it is like a speed running kind of thing where like you essentially go through an obstacle course and you make it back. And like, I think the goal was like 50 seconds or something like that. At least that's what I came in at.
Wow.
And I think you can get a trophy for like 30 or so seconds. But apparently that's very difficult to do. But yeah, the fastest speedrunner on the gauntlet got it in just 12 seconds.
That's insane.
By using well-placed frag grenades. So the grenades would essentially like blow them up and make him kind of go faster is essentially what the thing was. Let me see if I can continue with the article. Respawn Entertainment was impressed as well, as that video seemingly inspired Octane's backstory. And let's talk about the video of the speedrunner. Heir to the preoccupied CEOs of Silva Pharmaceuticals. That's essentially what I read earlier in the show, the Octane description. But essentially the description goes on to say, so this day he decided to set the course record for a nearby gauntlet by launching himself across the finish line using a grenade, which may or may not have been the Titanfall 2 gauntlet.
There you go.
That explosion blew Octane's legs off, but they were replaced with mechanical substitutes that allow him to run even faster. Octane's first trailer references the gauntlet speedrun, and the trailer even links out to Cash Mayo's record-setting run if you click on the What is the Gauntlet annotation that pops up during the trailer at the 12-second mark. So it's like
YouTube annotations.
Yeah.
Linking to that.
It's really cool that like Respawn like is not only like giving a shout out to the speedrunner, but also like tailoring this character's backstory kind of to like that person's speedrun. Like that's really cool and kind of like a thing that you rarely see developers do.
It's a great way to engage your community. Like that's really awesome.
Yeah. So that's a pretty fun story. And yeah, that's one I wanted to touch on because some people were talking about it. And that's the only news story this week. We also have no questions. And so we're actually going to wrap up. But if you want to get us questions, tweet at us. We're on Twitter at OKBeastNow.
Yeah.
We'll answer your questions on the show, get involved, do all that good stuff.
Next week's going to be, I think, an evergreen episode.
Yeah. Like we said, we'll be at PAX. And so we're going to be doing an evergreen episode. What that entails, we're still figuring out. But it's going to be fun. Have any ideas for an episode we can record super early? Tweet at us if you have a bracket for us to go through or something like that. Since it's March Madness going on.
We should go through. Listen, I'll cut this. We should go through that March Madness drop locations.
Here we go.
Bracket. That could be fun.
We should do that.
That could be a fun thing.
I like that. Done.
Let's do
that.
Awesome. Done. Sweet. We have an episode. But yeah, hit us up on Twitter. Once again, at OKBeastNow. I'm on Twitter at Blessing Jr. Alex is on Twitter at It's Van Aken. John is on Twitter at John S. Bernardo. Remember to review us on iTunes. We may read those reviews. Support us on Patreon. Check out the Discord. We have a new link for Discord.
Yes.
OKBeast.com/Discord if you want to join the fight. And we have a few channels in there. We have our general channel where our community just hangs out, chats, has a good time. We have an Apex Legends channel called Legends of Tomorrow, where we talk Apex Legends, Party Up, do all that good stuff. We also have a Division channel that I named Divided We Fall, which I've not gotten enough compliments on that name. Divided We Fall is a great name for a Division 2 channel. All right. I almost called it United We Stand, but it was one or the other. We also have a Smash Brothers channel in there that's not as active since the game is a bit older now. But if you want to play Smash,
come at me with I'll kill you with Diddy Kong.
Man, not even, man. All right, yeah, let's go. Me, Alex, Diddy Kong versus Ness. Let's make it happen.
Boom.
Of course, new episodes of the show come out every single Friday. Check out the Yokobees podcast every single Monday. Until next episode, stay legendary.
Later. This is my favorite part.